All right, we're kind of running behind on our schedule a little bit, a wee bit, let's say. So let's pick up the assessor's office workshop number 2, fiscal year 2026. He's back. All right.
Yes.
And back for round 2. And I'd like to start off by saying that I appreciated the market adjustments that happened for a large amount of my employees in fiscal year 2025. I want to reiterate that we're very appreciative of what went down last year. We thought we were pretty close to market, if not at market. And I have had discussions with Director Danner, and I had 2 amounts in both budgets related to adjustments moving forward, but after discussions with her that I pulled those out, and I'm waiting to see what her new plan is moving forward. So you'll see that there was $300,000 in the reappraisal budget, and I don't remember off the top of my head in the other one, but those have both been pulled out. So
okay,
yeah, so those have been pulled out. And we'll move into the future with what the new plan is.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify, and Cesar, thank you for coming back. It's always good for all of us to refresh, but you did not have employees that did not either get market adjustment or some type of approved COLA. So you didn't have anyone left out, correct?
Sure. Yeah. Ms. Friendly, no, nobody was.
Okay.
Employees got either the market adjustment or
very good. Yeah, and I appreciate that the county is actively trying to go forward as a cohesive unit with a well-developed plan from HR. So I appreciate that.
We worked very cohesively with HR during that process, reflecting to make sure that everybody got at least the COLA and the cost of market.
Okay, thank you.
First go around, I did miss. I backed out the cost for 1 part-time person and 1 full-time person, or one part-time person, it's full the full year long, and 1 5-month temporary position. And then in exchange for those, I wanted to hire 1 full-time position back, so I was going to be out essentially the cost of the benefits. And then also within that, this year I will be losing the portion of Steve that I contributed. So overall, it's going to kind of be a wash. Might be about a $10,000 when sum them all up. Kyle and Sarah recommended I put that position in the. It'll look like a new position, but it's essentially trading off the 2, not full-time, for a full-time with benefits. So you can see that in the 413080 line. Benefits, $75,400.
So we already have the job description and all that approved?
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
We thought that we were going to be able to provide the same service with a part-time and a temp position, and with what's been changed to the homeowner's exemption, it's become much more challenging for us to administer. So it would be a lot more beneficial to have a full-time person, and we're not retraining a new person.
Right.
Chairman, can I ask? So even with pulling a part-time, which was 12 months, and a temporary, which was 5 months, and a third of an employee, which was year-round, you're still going to have an increase of $10,000, but that's due to benefits?
Yes. Chairman Holton, Commissioner Rebby. Yeah, the benefits on that end of the spectrum is a very big portion of the wage package.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
And that's a rough number. I mean, it might be a little bit less, might be a little bit more.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm just kind of highlighting what we've talked, the kind of the questions that came up from last meeting. If you look at the handout I gave you, the R1, Chairman Holton, you asked if I could tie some of the increases mm-hmm. to growth through time.
Right.
We used a nationally recognized cost table. We purchased cost tables for our commercial and residential properties. And I was able to go back to 2012 and find the numbers back then. We had roughly 65,000 parcels that were used a cost table. If it's bare land, it doesn't generate a cost table because there's bare land is bare land. We do that internally.
Okay.
So we had 65,000, and then if you run over in 2025, we had 91,900 some parcels that had that used the cost table. And so if you look at the second from the right column, that's a 39.7% increase from 2012. So it's a pretty substantial increase.
Wow. Okay.
And then not only was there, you know, as everything that's gone on lately, cost also increased through time. So it's been a 39.5% increase in the overall cost to use those cost tables as well. And then I've put in a 2026 estimate. We're looking about a 2.6% increase in the cost table parcels, with roughly a 10% increase in the cost as well. And that's just an estimation moving forward. I was going to try to get our print vendor kind of through time, the cost for a print vendor, but I got the bill too late to be able to,
okay,
to present that. But I did I did get that bill, and I updated my internal workings and my internal calculations. So in budget line 521120, it's down to 148,000. I dropped that $22,000. The cost didn't increase quite as much this year. And I'm hoping that trend continues. We have more parcels, but the fee per service type didn't increase as much as I expected. So
okay,
but we will have some postage is going to go up again next year. Some envelope costs are going to go up next year incrementally, but this number's a lot firmer than it was originally.
Right.
And then on the last line, the 684221, the R2 document that I handed out. So this is kind of the options that we have moving forward at the so we're needing to have a provalent minimum upgrade. Program, like I said before, the program's been around since I've been in this industry, so it's beginning to be in 8 years. There's three different options of what we can do. We can run at it with just Canyon County only, which that's going to be the most expensive option. Back in the day, it was the state went together with some counties, and then Canyon, Kootenai, and Payette County all went together in the purchasing package, which, you know, Kootenai would move along with us at the same time, I believe. So option number two is if all the counties, there's the number kind of varies. There's 14 that have Almenum, and I think there's 22, 25 that have ProVal for Evaluation Engine. So if we all went together as a group, we'd expand our purchasing power, so the rate for a conversion and system purchase would be better. And then the third option is we're going through a process right now with the state. We've had contact back from the three systems that we're looking at, getting information on. We're all reaching out now and contacting customers of theirs to see how they like the system, if it's working for them, pros, cons. We're working through that process. As we continue down that road, that personally, I think that would be the best for us fiscally. The state, they are pushing they're going to put a request in DFM to have the state purchase that system, which, I mean, that's money our local taxpayers wouldn't have to foot. So I'm kind of...
Mr. Chairman, what does Ada County use?
Ada County has a homegrown system. I want to call it CAI, but CAI, I think, built that one and then maybe sold it to Ada. I'm not sure how that transaction went down. And then they've also, they had eight counties in the state, and our software provider has purchased that system. So Ada's on their own right now, and Ada's going through, they're going through an RFI process as well. So I would assume that they would be kind of holding tight and seeing what the state's going to do, if the state's going to contribute or not.
Mr. Chairman, that's where I was headed, is in conversations with Commissioner Beck. He said their assessor made a request for a substantial purchase, and, you know, we were telling him the whole state is trying to get the state to go in and buy one software package. So he wasn't sure what it was called. He just said it was an in-house. So I wanted a little clarification to kind of try to prompt him to get on board with the rest of us. Since
And they moved the needle to the table. You know, they're probably 30-40%, if not more, of the parcels in the state. So they have, I think they've had discussions or a presentation from our software provider that we have today. So that would, you know, they were in with us in Kootenai. We, in, you know, in a hybrid model and a consortium deal, they would be very beneficial to have more parcels included in that cost. So years ago, we were kind of in their same situation. We had a homegrown, our own assessment software here that was run through IT. And, you know, it's as good as long as that person's employed, the person that knows how to make it run. But when they ever retire or move on to another position, it's tough to pick up and run with it. Whereas these bigger software companies have teams that when you have an issue, they can jump on it. That is pretty much all I have for the reappraisal budget round two.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Chief, do you have any?
No. Mr. Chair, there is two topics. We've got the capital projects on the appraisal side, which is glass. Then we have the DMV glass front on the door, which is, I think, what you're going to talk about next. So I don't know if you guys want to talk about that.
And I was going to ask you, do you want me to come back when Rick's doing that so everybody's in the room when we're talking about the remodel stuff?
Yeah, Carl.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot.
Carl, are you prepared to discuss the glass issues, or?
Sure.
Okay, come on up to the table.
So a portion of the glass, all the glass except for that door, in the reappraisal budget, or what was moved to facilities, is in the treasurer's office when we were building out the appraiser side, we were measuring, there's like a 16-inch glass that goes around the top of the cubicle. And in discussions, I don't know for sure what happened, but we didn't budget for that in the initial build out, or we ran short.
So it wasn't budgeted.
we never discussed it in the initial talk on the old plat room side. So we didn't have, I went back through all my notes and there was nothing in there about any type of glass.
Okay.
And then I know that you guys had talked about, brought up in the past that maybe the walls hadn't been built tall enough, but I know that when we budgeted for 48 inches or less, so I don't know. Were you saying the walls were supposed to be taller or there was supposed to be glass on top of
glass on top?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, Brian, I don't...
And that could be honest.
I don't know if I remember every conversation, but I went through all my notes and I certainly didn't have anything on that side, really both sides, until we got most of the way through the project on the assessor side, or on your side, I guess. So, regardless, it wasn't in the budget.
Yeah, either way, it didn't make the budget on the original ones. So I think it was 18 on the appraiser side of the actual, it's 80,000 total, right?
Yeah, so the, and we did, we added the number from the quote that we had in November of 23. We asked for an updated quote. It's grown a little, it's around 50 for the, I call it the assessor's side.
That's right.
Yeah. Your side. For the actual storefront, that's the public facing, that one's 50. The other side in the old plat room, I think is right around 26 or 28. So I think you're around 76. I don't have the paper in front of me, but it's right there. So.
So however, if I didn't get it in the budget, I didn't get it in the budget. But we anticipated on that appraiser side for sure when it's a call center at times in there and it's hard to hear. And we intended it to be about, you know, as tall as your guys' is, but having glass on top of it. We didn't intend for it to be have 6-8 foot tall walls in there and become, you know, singling people out and you lose your cohesiveness and your teams of collaborating with each other. But and then on my side, what we're calling the assessor side is kind of like what the treasurer has when people come in and the forward facing, it's pretty much a straight shot all the way down there in between the customers and us.
This budget in 22 when we first talked to you and Jennifer first gave us, which did a great job drawing it out. We did change, and I went back through all that too, and I just don't have notes. There's nothing on that paperwork about any type of storefront right there. Like I said, I don't remember if we did talk about it. I didn't write it down. But looking at the budget, there's no way we could have, it would have doubled your budget.
Yes,
so I know we didn't have it in there. And I know that the drawings changed as we went along. So while we're doing your office next year, right? Because we kind of use a little more money in there. But we just didn't have it in the beginning. Whether you didn't tell us or we didn't write it down, we didn't have it. So
it's not in there for this proposed year either?
Well, I mean, we put it in. Or you're putting it in to ask for it in your budget, correct? Or is it in
ours? It's in your budget.
So it is.
It's in facilities.
It's in facilities for the assessor to ask.
So is there a plan? Or there's just a budget number?
So there is a budget number. The plan would be if it's a go, then we order and we go and we do it. Really, it comes down to if it's approved.
It's a request. So if it's approved, then we move forward. If it's denied, then... Another year.
We did get the updated quote. It's relatively close to what is asked for in the budget.
And we did have the architecture firm of Lotz and Heiser and Himes that did our drafting for us, so there was a few changes along the way.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I think it's going to have to wait. I'm only one, but I think it's gonna have to. And you're not the only one I'm gonna get to say that to.
But I'm the first.
You might be the first, yeah. It came up. You're first in the round two, yes. So
it's like me that's targeted.
But Chairman, we do have to look at the bright side. He's already been approved for his office and conference remodel. That one was approved. And so that will go forward. So there will be some remodel that moves forward. Just, okay. It's an exceptionally tight year.
Okay. Okay.
Chairman Holton.
Yes.
Can I ask Commissioner Brooks a question?
Absolutely.
Fair to put it back in the budget for next year?
It's always fair to make the ask. That's the easy part.
Yeah, I'd end up with a drawing that you can stick to and work with facilities and look for asking.
Yeah, there's Chairman Holton. There wouldn't be. Everything's fixed now.
Okay.
For what it would, what was just in.
Okay.
For round two, I guess.
Chief.
Mr. Just for the assessor's office, there are three distinct requests that's in the facilities budget and capital list right now. The first one is $6,500, and that's for the assessor's office. That's what you referenced. That's in the request for 26. That's still for consideration. The $76,000 for the glass and storefront for the assessor's side, and $30,000 for the DMV. So there are three distinct requests.
Chairman, follow up. And I thought that the office remodel that has not been approved already for to move forward in 26, or that's just on the table for this year. I see. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Sorry.
Yes.
As a follow up to that, I believe the intent was it's approved for FY25 to finish it, but I'm not sure they have the time to finish it in FY25. Am I right or wrong on that? So it's not in the 25 budget?
Chairman, Commissioner, no, it wasn't in.
Okay.
His office remodel wasn't in. We did budget for FY26. Okay. We did some other smaller stuff. I think we budgeted about the same amount of money for some shelving and boxes and workstations to fill out their new space that we did the prior year.
Okay, thanks for the.
That was in 25.
Okay, so thanks for the clarification, because I was under the understanding that that was approved last year for this year, but none of that. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Before we move on, Mr. Chair, what's the consideration for the $6,500 going forward?
It seems attainable. The other two that would be over 100K.
Chairman,
that feels uncomfortable.
For yeah, us. Can you give us a 30-second overview, or however long it takes you to explain the benefit of that remodel for those for your office and the conference room?
So my office, we've kind of waited to do mine, get everybody that's on the line and functioning. With mine right now, you've all been over there. So when we have attorneys come, we have a monthly or a weekly meeting with the attorneys, with my appraisal staff, supervisors. We're jammed in when we don't have a big enough area, so we're gonna twist it sideways. And where Greg was before, we're going to make that all a conference room right there. And then move me over a little bit and remove a portion of where Joe was at. So it's changing it. I guess it's going to be more rectangular and more usable by more people for a meeting when people come in.
Are you moving the east wall where the glass is at out to be where Joe's office was at to make that much bigger?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Beek, no, that glass wall is going to stay right where it's at.
Okay.
So Joe's office, so two offices ago,
mm-hmm.
next to mine, that one's going to go away. So it'll be Greg's and portion of mine will turn into a conference room.
Okay.
And my office will be on the other side.
Okay. And part of the reason that wasn't done is because there were other ancillary projects to the plat and the appraisal that were substituted for that, correct?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Rumby, no, we haven't included my portion. We've always left it to the end. It was my assumption.
Commissioner, so
did we include it?
Initially, it was in, I wish I'd have brought them now. I should have brought my folder. It was in there, but as we expanded, so your initial, what we budgeted, the initial drawing was for 13 workstations. By the time we got through the existing, the 19 that we built.
Because we added more in the back row, right?
Yeah, well, we kind of expanded all the way down the back, yeah. And so once we got into that, I think we just kind of chewed through the money. We got to the end and said, Brian, we're out of money. And you said, my office can wait. And so it did not go in the budget last year.
Okay.
But he did ask to budget to, like I said, fill out all the workstations and just small things they needed throughout that whole new space. And then this year we put it in for FY26.
Okay.
For the conference room and the office.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
As I stand corrected, that's what Carl says.
We had it in there. Probably. We didn't make it, but it was a
okay.
Better recollection than I did.
Thank you.
Sorry, Commissioner.
Go ahead.
So the storefront, did you guys already talk about it at the DMV, or is this, are we talking about it now?
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
So right now there's, are we done with the reappraisal? The request for glass, the new storefront at the DMV, Sheriff's side, there's bifolding doors, so people are come and go out of it. My side has one door, and we have a little more volume than they do, so we kind of get people jammed up as we're moving through there. And it would be very beneficial to have a second door on our side.
And commissioners, the one door on the license plate side is our ADA door, so it's actually an automatic door on that side. There's already the space there to have two sets of double doors, having one as an ADA door and one as a regular door. But right now, basically that whole side is the ADA side. And then almost everybody uses the other sides. So I do see a need there for sure.
So Chairman, it's not ADA compliant right now is what you're saying?
Commissioner, it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
We have an ADA entrance push button, all that. But it can get clogged up there on
okay.
a busy day. And then everybody's using all three of the doors to where if we did have the two double doors, we would at least have another door next to the ADA.
Sure.
But right now we are in compliance, yes.
Thank you.
Do we want to spend money on a building we're going to try and give away to the state?
Chairman Holton, or Commissioner Brooks, we won't give away the building. The county will.
Well, I mean, the functions inside the building, yes.
I would say yes, because I don't think that we're probably 2 to 3 years out if that ever happens. I don't know if there's an eagerness for ITD yet. And again, I mean, we'll use that building for something.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not ready to decide today on that one.
I'm not feeling a green light. I'm feeling a very bright yellow at the moment, so we'll have to take it into consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not denying there's not a need for it,
right,
but that one is
harder to swallow.
Well, besides that, I mean, again, if there was some way to recoup that cost.
Yeah. Chairman.
Send the state the bill. They're the reason that we have so many people coming in there anyways, that we can't charge them for it.
in the next little portion, I'll show, I'll try and highlight some of the buckets of money that we don't have the ability to adjust fees on. And if they were adjusted at some point, you know, a project like this, my half would be half of it. Essentially, I'm the one requesting it because it would be more beneficial to me to have a second door because the sheriff already has two. But yeah, if, you know, if some of the fees were market-based and we were covering the cost to do the transaction, the $30,000 would pencil out really quick instead of, you know, we're just breaking even.
Mr. Chairman, I'll throw this out there. Do you track how many people out of county that we serve, namely Ada County?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Verbeek, I believe Kimbra and her team have a way to track that. On a percentage-wise, I don't think we have as many residents coming this way to do transactions as we do going that way. A lot of Canyon County residents work in Ada County, so we have a lot of folks going that way and getting vehicle work done and driver's license also. But I could come up with some numbers for you.
It would be interesting, Mr. Chairman, knowing that a neighboring county has done the research that they can charge a fee for serving members of other counties. So, yeah.
We did the research and they are charging.
So that's something, I guess, for a side note for legal tomorrow. Would like to bring it up with our own legal team. But, yeah, it was determined that we have quite a few coming from Ada County.
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Brooks, that would be something we would probably want to walk softly on because our residents going that way might get it back.
Say that again.
If we raise a fee for an out-of-county from somebody coming potentially from the west or north or south of us, that we'll get that. Our local residents here will get that same fee coming back going somewhere else.
I'm looking forward to the research because conversationally, they are very appreciative of our doors opened for their county residents
and
coming here.
And that county going that way is appointment only. We are not, is what we're being told. So that's leading to part of the problem for us.
Yeah, my office, we have appointments, which is preferred because then your wait time is
sure
different. But we do help walk-ins, and that sheriff's office might be a little more burdened than we are at times for that. But yeah, so that would be an interesting thing as well is appointments for in and out versus walk-in in and out as well.
Right. We need to do the data because they have the impression that we're we're the next best thing. Okay, I have a logistics question. We're way over time on everything this morning. Do we want to go till 12:30? If we do, great, I don't care. But we need to make a motion for continuance on a couple agenda items so we stay legal and move them further back into the day. What's the flavor for everybody?
Chairman?
Yes.
And maybe I want to ask how much more of the presentation the assessor has.
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Verbeek, I have DMV numbers. Clerk Hogebaum asked for me to review my revenue. So I've got new revenue numbers. May came in, so I have May in my calculations. And 10, 15 minutes. I'll try and be quick.
Does that work?
Hogebaum, have you had time to review?
Yeah, I was looking at him.
Clerk's office stay that late?
We're good, yes.
All right. So in the interim, I would make a motion that we move the meeting to consider matters related to county assistance to the 1:30 start time and that we move the action items for a resolution granting new alcoholic beverage licenses to 3:00.
Okay.
Second.
That's my motion. Motion's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So let that be shown on the agenda then. All right. Let's hear the good news about revenue.
Okay, so with the DMV handout, it's pretty color coordinated.
Yes, it is.
You refer to it as buckets. This is the, I didn't number these, sorry. Up in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see FY25 actual revenue.
Okay.
And then there is some tan, peach-colored highlighted cells. Those are projections still. So those are what I'm anticipating happening. When we set up our budget last year, there's some of these fees that didn't get, well, we changed the bucket it was going into after we put in our budget request. So our 341,620 line is way higher than what I put in for the budget last year. And then the 341,303 is going to be behind. But I was just kind of showing you what we're projecting, the actual revenue plus what we're projecting for 2025. And then on the second page, I'm using the numbers to project into the future based upon our transactions that have happened in 2025. And then you'll see up in the very right-hand corner, there's a yellow highlight with a 95%. I'm taking 95% of those numbers, and then to get the bigger calculations. And the recreational vehicles, so in the middle box down below is kind of a recap of all this and a summation of all the colored lines. So I have the big ones that are standalone, the title fees, the actual base title fee is $3 out of a $14 statutory title fee. And then you all have the ability to set the title admin fee to adjust what we're receiving for processing those. And that's the red line, is that the title admin fee, which that legislation helps us tremendously on maintain our financial stability out there. The sales tax we generate, my estimates were gonna be about $21,000. That fee really should change. We get a dollar from every sales tax transaction out there. And the cost of, or what vehicles are selling for now versus 20 years ago is substantially different. And we're still getting a dollar for it to go through my office, go through the clerk's office, treasurer's, you know, that should be substantially different. If it was $10, I mean, that would move the needle for us. That would help cover the cost of services out there. $10 or a percentage of what the fee is. Our postage, ITD took over mailing out renewals and online transactions and renew by mail. So our postage coming through the office out there is very minimal anymore. So we're not receiving much postage revenue on that line. The green line is our registration admin fees. So if somebody walks in and needs to do 1 year, 2 year renewal, that's our fees, and you all get to set that fee. I still believe that we're covering the cost of services for that. So that leaves us with the blue line. And some of the fees that make up that is the one that I think could be adjusted for sure is the VIN inspection fee. We get $5 for that. The time that it takes to go out and climb around trailers, boats, motorhomes, UTVs, ATVs, that $5 is not covering that
that cost. Even if that doubled, would be probably closer to cover the cost of that. That would help. And our transfer fee that we, for the year, we're going to project about $74,000. We get $5 on each one of those transactions. If that one was doubled as well, I believe that would be closer to the cost of the service. In that, that again, that fee adjustment would substantially help cover the cost of services out there as well. So based upon that fiscal year 26, that middle box, I've adjusted the in power plan, the respective lines. So the title fees, I'm down to $275,000, sales tax $20,000, admin fee $825,000, title admin fee $500,000, and the other miscellaneous charges and fees $135,000. So I was trying to come up with a much more conservative budgeting number. So thanks, Rick, for asking me to look at those again. And really, that's all the second round.
Chairman?
Yes.
So I had a question on your fees that the board is able to set, and some of those, what I heard you say was they could be doubled and it would offset the cost of doing business. So did you have a plan for bringing that to the board?
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Van Beek, I'm doing terrible with names today, I apologize. The fees that I mentioned, they're not allowed, aren't allowed to set them at what the market cost is to do the transaction. It's set by statute.
Okay.
So we've had, three of us have had intermixing conversations.
So it's only the title admin fee that we have control over?
So that, I want to call it turquoise blue title fee, that one is set by code. And then the green and the red boxes on the sheet,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that you all are allowed to set.
I see.
So whatever the cost of the service is what those are.
Okay, so really this is a state issue because you've done the presentation to the board for what we can. Yep, okay, thanks for...
Chairman Holton, Commissioner Van Beek, I believe we're still, for fiscal year 26, I believe we're still...
So we're on par. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Unfunded mandates. I love them. Any other questions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Clerk, you're comfortable with the projected?
Yeah, I think, Chairman, I think... It'll be close. I still think it's. I'm just looking at the last couple of years, and the revenues were budgeted higher than what was realized. So I just want to continue that trend. And it looks like this year, we might hit the budgeted revenues, but
I can put out. All right, I can illustrate something else. If you look at fiscal year 25 sheet, the green box for October versus the forecasted FY26 green box, you'll see the October amount is 71,000 versus 58. So we're going to have a full year at the $12 registration admin fee versus coming in January. So that should help.
That's true. We did make an adjustment, Clerk.
So. Yeah. So there's 3 months there that hopefully will.
Philosophically, is this, I'm just curious, is this unit supposed to generate revenue to cover its expenses?
That was the theory. The state started out till they saw the revenue and wanted to take the low hanging fruit.
It used to be we had all the internet transactions and mm-hmm. the renew by mail, which substantially helped cover the costs. Now there's a greater exposure to
the fees that we're allowed to adjust versus what we're not, and we lose money per transaction, essentially, because we're not allowed to charge the market fee. So yeah, we're every year we're going to be plus or minus, you know, could be 20 or 30,000. We were, I think, without the that infusion from the health trust, we would have had a positive outlook for fiscal year 25. But I don't know if we'll make it recoup that cost. But okay. We had to do something with the health trust, so I get it.
That's fine. I was just curious. In 22, it's spent 77K more. 23, it spent 116K more than it brought in. And then 24 actually brought in 5,000 more than it spent. And then this year, to be determined. So I just didn't know if the goal was to have the revenues and expenses be pretty close.
Yeah.
To have it be mostly a fee-for-service model. And if you control, I don't know if there's any, the fee that you increased, is that competitive with the area? Could that go up even more, or does that then push people away? I guess
the challenge. Yeah, the higher you raise that admin fee, there is an option to mail to Boise and have it sent to you with no admin fee, or go online and renew it online. At some point, that's going to be what's going to be happening. Well, and they're going to put a kiosk in high traffic locations, and I'm not for sure if we're going to have an admin fee on that or not, how that's all going to play out. That's still, it's a challenging situation, not being able to adjust your own fees. You know, a lot of what we do, we get to whatever the cost of the service is, we get to adjust to the market. And with those statutory fees that haven't changed in a long, long time.
And ITD has enlisted the services of the Lieutenant Governor to advertise via social media for engaging in these transactions online even more, so.
Yep.
They should just take it all.
Well, they don't want to. They don't want to take the complicated ones that are very difficult to take care of online.
I was at a training, and they opened up, with the STAR card deadline, they opened an office in Boise to help ease the burden, and I think they learned a lot with that. One of the employees, it's definitely been a learning curve for them as well.
Good. All right, anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
Thanks for updating those numbers, and I think, Brian, we need to continue the research about who is the customer that's walking through the door, and take into some considerations there that we may not have approached yet. So I'd leave that discussion open to work through the rest of the year. Anything else on the budget?
No, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. I'd move that we take this in under advisement, and that adjourn till 1:30.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.